Okay, so we're on daf in Zion tonight. So if you remember in the Mishnah we learned on Shabbos, so we said that there are Yisurei Hanah, man is Makadosh a woman with Yisurei Hanah, things you can't get benefit from. She's not Mekudeshet. And then the Mishnah gave a whole series of items that were Yisurei Hanah. So you look at Nun Zayin Aleph around the Teth line. You have a place for around 10 lines down, Nun Zayin Aleph in the two dots. Right, oh, you knew how it was all. Okay. So it says, "But Egla Rufa, if a man has been Kaddish and Ish with Egla Rufa is when somebody kills somebody. We don't know who the murderer was. We measure to the nearest city, and then we that they have this calf that they designate and that they shech the calf, and it's an atonement for the Aveira. So, but Egla Rufa, Minalan, how do we know Egla Rufa is the Yisurei Hanah? So Amri de Beis Rabbi Yannai, Kapara Ktiba Kachim. So they send the base manager Rabbi Yannai." This says kapara, just like kachim. In other words, it says kaparalam chayis fellowship adita Hashem. So the Gemara assumes that just like a korban brings kapara and is asur b'hanah, so too the Egla Rufa also is asur b'hanah. Now, so one question was, they have it over here on the Daf Yomi Digest. They asked, how is it the Egla Rufa is not private property? It's communal property. So how would anybody ever be mekadesh an isha with an Egla Rufa? So it says over here, the Trubas Ona Yantiv suggests the Mishra refers to a case where someone designated the calf for use as an Egla Rufa, was not yet give the calf to the community. That's one idea. He says, since the community has not yet taken possession of the calf, it remains the property of the original owner. Nevertheless, since it was designated for use as an Egla Rufa, it becomes prohibited from benefit. Therefore, were it not for the exposition that prohibits an Egla Rufa from benefit, it could be used for Kiddushin. Oh, that's one answer. Then the Chazon Ish suggests, the Gemara's discussion refers to a case where the seven trustees of the town, the Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir, agreed to give the calf to this person as a gift before it was used as an Egla Rufa, since they found a nicer one. In other words, they had an Egla Rufa, and they decided, like, this one, we're going to take this out. So he said, as the trustees of the city, they have the authority to give the calf to this person. It becomes his property, but nevertheless may not be used for Kiddushin. It's an unusual gift. It's a gift, but you can't get enough from it. Anyway, Rabbi Yashiv's side is explaining that even an animal that was designated as a communal korban retains to some degree the status of the original owner's property, and is with that portion that we must assume is worth the value of a pruta that one would think he could give to a woman as kiddushin. So we had three answers for this. So either he designated it but didn't give it yet to the community, or the community, the Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir, gave it to him. Or the even if he gives it to the community, but he's got some. So according to Rabbi Yashiv, he's got some some individual ownership in it. Okay, let me do a few more lines, and I'll pause. Okay, let's take a look. We're on Nun Zayin Aleph, around 10 lines down. So then we said Tzipporim Mitzora. We said that if a person's Mitzora, so part of his Tara process, which is mentioned at the beginning of Parshat Mitzora in Vayikra, so you have to take two birds with Mayim Chayim, with spring water. Any table, any, and like a zob, you take a hyssop bush, and then the crimson wool, and tolad, and shnitolad, and tolad shani. Anyway, and then you shech the one bird, and dip it in the, and then you dip the live bird water with the blood of the other bird. So tzipor mitzora manal. Well, how we know that tzipor mitzora aser banah? Tell the baby Rabbi Shmuel. A brisa was taught in the base bench Rabbi Shmuel. So let me start with the first part. So mechaper means that most korbanot are mechaper. They're mechaper on the base of Mikdash. Sometimes you have a korban which is a machshir, like the asham of the mitzora. So the asham of the mitzora, it comes to permit him to eat kachim to enter the base of Mikdash. That's what the asham of the mitzora is. So that's a machshir. In other words, it's not to bring kapara, it's to be machshir. But then there's also other korbanot that are mechaper. And then it says, and then we have also a machshir and a mechaper mibachutz. So the machshir would be these two birds. The birds permit the mitzora now to enter Yerushalayim. He's been mechutz l'machaneh, but now we can enter the machaneh. It's a machshir. And then the mechaper is the egla rufa. So it means they have like a parallelism between mechaper and machshir bifnim in the base of Mikdash with the asham and the mitzora and the other korbanot asham, and then the mechaper and the machshir mibachutz, where the mechaper would be Egla Rufa, which also would not in the base of Mikdash, and the machshir would be the two birds that the sower brings, and that permits them to enter Yerushalayim. Machshir mechaper amur bifnim asabu machshir mechaper. Just like the Machshir and the Mechaper that's inside the Beis HaMikdash is an equivalence in halacha. The same halacha pertains one thing to the other. So too, the Machshir and the Mechaper. So Mechaper, i.e., the Egla Rufa is Asur Bana. So too, that's the Mechaper. So the Machshir, which are the birds, are also Asur Bana. That's what we think. Well, it's really, we'll see if it's really going to be the Shechted bird. Well, that's what we think. Okay, so again, so we said Tziporim and Sora, how do we know they're Asur Bana? So the Gemara says we're going to learn it out from Egla Rufa because that's a tag team. So it are Tziporim and Sora, Me'ima Taiva Surim. So when did the Tziporim and Sora become prohibited in Hana'a? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishnah Shechita. Rabbi Yochanan says from the time of Shechita. So again, only one bird is Shechted, one goes free. So we're going to focus on the Shechted bird. When the bird is Shechted, it becomes Asur Bana, and that's when he feels motivated to be Kaddish and Isha with it. He says, Reish Lak Shemar Mishnah Shechita. Shachar says, no, it's earlier when he takes the birds, he designates the birds, buys the birds, whatever, but that's the time they become Asur Bana. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishnah Shechita, Shechita Hu Da'asra Lo. Yochanan says, Shechita. So here it sounds like a conundrum, Shechita Hu Da'asra Lo. So the way of Leibowitz, he was quoting from the Chidushi Ramban. Ramban wants to say that the Torah mentions Bishacharat Sipur HaAchad, and he's learning that the Shechita is that which makes it prohibited. So from the time of Shechita, that's the Asr. That's the. He says Reish Lak Shemar Mishnah Me'Egla Rufa Nafka. We're going to learn now from Egla Rufa. Now, one limud is Kicha from Egla Rufa. So it says by Egla Rufa, he says you'll take an eagle, and it says also you'll take the two birds. So that's the Gzeres Shavah. It says, Ma Egla Rufa Mechayim, just like the Egla Rufa, when it's still alive, before it's decapitated, before its neck is cut, Av Tziporim and Soro Mechayim. So Utu Tzipor Soro, Asur, even when they're still alive. So the Gemara says, the Egla Rufa Gufim. So we're going to learn, according to says Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, we're going to learn. So again, Rabbi Yochanan says there's only one time focusing on this, the Shechita. And Reish Lakish says, no, we're going to learn from Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa, even when it's still alive, it's prohibited. Let me just do a few more lines, then I'll pause. So the Gemara says, the Egla Rufa Gufa Me'ematai. When is the Egla Rufa prohibited in the Hada'ah? Amr B'yanai Kul Shemati Bav Shachachti. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I heard a point in time, but I forgot what it was. It's interesting. I don't know why the Gemara even has to mention that. But Vinasin Chavrai Lamar, but the his colleagues in the Beis Medrash wanted to say, read a Tana Nachlei Tan, Hi Osar Toh. That taking it down to Nachlei Tan, that Nachlei Tan is this rocky valley where you're going to decapitate it. That's the point that it becomes Asur Bana. Imag L'rufa Mishat L'kicha L'mitzra, Av Tzipor Mitzra Nam Mishat L'kicha L'mitzri. So wait, what, if you're saying, how do I know, again, what was Reish Lakish's source that the birds become prohibited even their life? It's Egla Rufa. But Egla Rufa is only when it's not Shat Lakicha, it's not when it's designated, it's when doing Nechal Nachlei Tan. So maybe Tzipor Mitzra also should not be B'Shat Lakicha. So Gemara says, Hachi Hasha, how can you compare the two cases? But the Egla Rufa, so the Torah describes different stages. I mean, it was different points, different critical times, the way I think the Rabbi Leibowitz was saying. So one is that when you bring it to Nachleitan, Hacha me eat like Gvul Akrina, but the bird, the only two times you have with the bird is taking the birds, Vilakachat Tzipor Achad, whatever, and then Vilakach me Teir Shtei Tziporim. So the Torah says taking the birds and then shechting the birds. That's shechting the bird. Those are the only two times you have by bird. By the Egla Rufa, you have another time when it says you'll bring Vohrido Oto El Nachal Eitan, you'll bring it to Nachal Eitan. So I think the article really mentioned like Tefasta Merubah Lo Tefasta. If you have a choice between learning like a greater area or a narrow area, you go with a narrower thing. So if we assume that the birds are going to be prohibited from the time of life, so it's logical I'll take the time, the next, the critical time that's before Shechita. So with the birds, it's only one time, the Ticha and Shechita. But with the Egla, so the critical time before Arifa is Horido Tan Nachlei Tan, even though it's an earlier time also, but that's the time we're going to go with. Okay, let's just summarize, take questions, comments, thoughts, and we'll go further. Okay, so again, we're going to the Mishnah that if a man is with Kaddish and Isha with an egg with a Tzipore Mitzora. If he's Mekadesh with the bird, Tzipor HaMetzora, so it's Isuri Hana, the woman is not Mekudeshet. So we said, how do we know that Tzipor HaMetzora is prohibited in Hana? So the Gemara said we have the Machshir and the Mechaper Miuchutz, and the Machshir and Mechaper Mibufim. Yeah, so the Machshir and the Mechaper Miuchutz is the Eglarufa is the mechaper, and the machshir is the bird. So just like Eglarufa is Asur B'Na, so the bird is also Asur B'Na. Everybody agrees with that. So then the Gemara says, so but then we see machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. When is the bird prohibited in Hana? So Rabbi Yochanan says mishat shechita when you shech the bird, and Rish Lakish says no, mishat lakicha when you designate the bird, you take the bird, then it becomes prohibited. So the Gemara says, so what? Why does Rabbi Yochanan say mishat shechita? He says the Easter is when it's like it says mishat lakach etatzipor. It says v'shachad ha'sipor hachad. So check the one bird. So Rabbi Yochanan takes it. It's mishat shechita. That's the key element. You know, becomes prohibited. And Rish Lakish says no. It's even mishat lakicha, and he learns it also from the eglarufa becomes prohibited before it's you know the rifa. So that's the way he takes it. Okay, who's the question? Something we did.
Guy is giving her that bird and saying,
Right.
and the second bird does not become according to Yohanan
Yeah, it will
at
see.
all.
It doesn't seem like it. Well, we'll see later in the Gemara. It doesn't seem like it becomes prohibited. No, it doesn't seem later either. In other words, they're all
Okay,
for.
I take it. Since I take it.
Yeah, so you would think like that, but the Kora Rish Lakish is saying the bird that you take, but then you will eventually shech. I think that's what he means. In other words, that's the way it's going. All right. Are you Shmuel? You good? You good with us? Okay, so let's keep moving. All right, let's take a look. So now Rabbi Yochanan is going to ask him. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, the halacha 90% of the time is follow Rabbi Yochanan. This is the Mishat Shechita. So Rabbi Yochanan is going to ask a series of questions against Rish Lakish. So Eifei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan poses a question to Rish Lakish from the following brisa. The brisa says, "Quote Tzipor Torah Tochel." This is in Parshas Re'eh that you're allowed to eat every kosher bird. He says, but it says, "Call the Rabbotam Mishulacha." That includes the bird that you send off with the Mitzorah. That bird you're allowed to eat. That's asked Mutar B'Na. Then the next phrase says, "V'zeresh," and this you can't eat. In other words, the following birds you can't eat. But the word asher is also ribui, the Rabbot Hashkuta, to include the Shkuta. So the Brisa says, Mufurash, that you can eat the Mishulacha, get enough of the Mishulacha, but the Shkuta is prohibited. So if you would assume the bird is already prohibited when it's still alive, which you do, Reish Lakish, he says, so does the Torah have to teach me that after Shechita that it's prohibited? In other words, I already know that even before Shechita it's prohibited. In other words, the Braisa refers to the prohibition when it's Shechuta. But if according to you it's already passed her from life, I don't need a limud when it's Shechuta. So the Gemara says Shechita obviously comes after Lakicha. So Gemara says no, deflects the question. I would say that yeah, it's prohibited from lakicha, but maybe at shechita becomes permissible, just like kachin. He says kachin. In other words, the animal is totally prohibited. It's hekdesh, but then when I shecht it, certain parts of the animal become prohibited, permitted to the owner, things like that. So kamashmalan. So here, the Lima and the Torah is teaching me that does not become permissible. This is the way that Reish Lakish will explain the Braisa. All right? All right. Eifei, now another question Rabbi Yochanan has for Reish Lakish. Shachat Tovidim say Trefa. If he shechted the bird and it turns out the bird is a Trefa, Trefa has one of the defects in it. He says, Yikach Zug L'Shnia, so he should get another bird to replace it. In other words, let's say it's bird A is the shechted bird and bird B is the one that's going to let go free. So bird A is Trefa, so he's got to get a You know, like another A bird to replace the first A bird. He says, but the first A bird that was trefa is permissible b'hana'ah. So now we assume right now that when he shechted it, there was like some gam in the knife or somebody did something wrong in shechita and he caused the trefa in the shechita. He says, v'isak da'itav me'chayim asura. So if you assume the bird became prohibited when it was still alive, he says, harishona mai muter bana. Why is the first one muter bana? In other words, if I assume everything happens at Shechita, so when I do a proper Shechita, it becomes prohibited b'hana, fine. So then something happened in Shechita, it wasn't a correct Shechita, and then it got you know a defect in it when during Shechita, so it didn't become prohibited. But if I assume the animal, the bird, was already prohibited, let's say, you know, yesterday when Lakicha took place, so obviously it should be prohibited now, not mutar b'hana. Because, again, we have Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says shachit becomes prohibited rana, and Reish Lakish says mishat lakicha. So here he takes the bird, he's trying to do shechita on it. A problem arises during shechita, we think, and the verb became treif. That's what we think. So it's mutar bahana. So I understand that. So right. So I understand that according to Rabbi Yochanan, there was a problem with shechita, that a shechita never got off the ground. So it's mutar bahana. But if I assume it was already asr bahana, that's exactly right. Let's see back in the Gemara. So he says, "Rishon amay muter bana." So Amar Lei, so Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, "Hakamay askinan, no, she didn't say treifa, but bnei me'ah." No, the Brice is talking about that it had treif like an internally in the bnei me'ayim, and the intestines that had a treifus. Lechal lake dushaklal. So it never got the kedusha to be the bird, and it was never asher bana at all. It was like dead on arrival, so to speak. Okay, Eifei, one last question. The Rabbi Yochanan poses to Rish Lakish. Eifei, let's say he shechs the bird, but there's no hyssop, there's no cedar tree, and there's no crimson red thread. So he says, now Rabbi Yaakov, so here this is the type of shechita that's ein ruuya. In other words, the shechita is not worthy to go forward anymore with the process because he didn't have all the elements he needed. And Rabbi Leibowitz has mentioned this about Chokhmah and Mefarshim. Do the items have to be there when he checks it? Or does it mean that, or some hold that you have to have the items eventually, but there were no items in this case. So either way, but there weren't these three elements. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, so Rabbi Yaakov Omer hold Chokhmah Surah. Since it was designated for the mitzvah, it's prohibited. Rabbi Shimon Omer hold B'nishchatesh Lok Mitzvah Muteret. No, it's Muteret. So the Gemara makes the observation. Ad kon lo pligi lamar sefar shchita shein ruya. So one holds it's a shchita shein ruya, where we still call it shchita and becomes prohibited b'hana. Mar sefar shchita shein ruya lashmar shchita like shchita, and it's mutar b'hana. But the kuli alma mi'im echayim lo mitzvah. But everybody holds that it didn't become prohibited when it was still alive. Again, so Reish Lakish holds that it already becomes prohibited b'hana. Let's say yesterday when he took the bird, and now he's doing shchita. Now there's a machloket among the Tanaim, is it prohibited b'hana or not? Because it's a shechita shein ruya. So what halachic impact does a shechita shein ruya have on the bird? So one Tana says it's still prohibited b'hana, the other one says not prohibited b'hana. But according to Reish Lakish, it was prohibited b'hana from yesterday when he took it. So it was everybody. It's a kasha. So let me pause for a minute. So the Gemara takes it at this point that Reish Lakish is all schlucked up. All right, let me just pause for a second. Shmuel, you still with us? Okay. So again, so we're talking about the machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Yochanan says that shechita is when it becomes asur bana. Yochanan and Reish Lakish holds lakicha is when it becomes asur bana. So Rabbi Yochanan asks a series of questions against Reish Lakish. The last brisa that he asks against him, Reish Lakish can't get out of. This brisa is definitely against Reish Lakish. Not looking good for Reish Lakish. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything so far? Everybody good in the Zoom world? Anybody want to ask anything in the Zoom world? You're all good. Fern, you're okay tonight. Everybody good. Malki, you're good. Aaron Moshe, you're good. All right. So I'm going to move on, unless anybody has anything. Okay. So let's move on. So the Gemara says five lines before it gets wide. Tanaihi. The Emes is right. That Braisa is against Reish Lakish, but it's really Machloka Tanaim, whether indeed it's Asur Mishpat or not. And the following Tana is going to hold that it is Asur Mishpat Lakicha. He says, the Tana to be Rishmael, we learned the Braisa, the base bench for Rishmael, and it's similar to what we had before. Nimar Machshir Machaper Bivatim. You have a Machshir and a Machaper on the inside, and it's like Machshir would be the Asham of the Tzorah, and the Machaper would be the other Korban of Hashem. Nimar Machshir Machaper Machutz. And we have a Machshir would be the birds, and the Machaper would be a Glarufa. He says, Ma machshir mechaper amur b'fnim asvo machshir mechaper. Just like on the inside, all the halachot are the same. Af machshir mechaper amur b'chutz asvo machshir. So to outside, everything's the same. So everything's the same. So egla rufa is prohibited in Hana from when it's alive. So too, the bird is prohibited when it's alive. So that Tana seems to be more like a supporting of Reish Lakish. All right. Everyone good? All right. Then we move on. Okay. The first wide line downstairs. Okay. So Gufa, let me go slower. Okay. Okay. Gufa, we mentioned earlier, called Sipor Torah Tochelu. So it says in Parshas Re'eh that every kosher bird you may eat. He says, Mishulachad. So called Sipor Torah means the Shulachad is the bird that you're, throwing away with the Mitzorah, like he's going to fly away. That bird is permissible in the eating. And the pasuk says afterwards, these are the birds you can't eat, but it says asher, which is also ribui, rabotu hashchuta. The shchuta bird is prohibited in Hana. So the verse is the epochana. Why can't I say just the opposite? He says that maybe it's the mishulachah that is prohibited in Hana, and the shchuta is permissible in Hana. So the verse says, Amr b'yochanan mishum rishum and yochai. So b'yochanan has mesorah in the Tana of Rishum b'yochai. We never see that live creatures are prohibited in Hana. Although it's interesting because according to Reish Lakish, that Dafka is the way where it's going to be. But let's see in a minute. He says Yisra Olam were always prohibited or forever prohibited. The ones always. So he says, yeah. Again, we're up until now we were focusing on the bird that's going to be shechted. So here we're talking about the bird that's going free. So this is different than the machlokes. He says, Rav Yitzchak has a strong kasha against Rav Yochanan. Below, we never see Balei Chaim are always prohibited in Hana. Hare, turn page, the top line on Nun Zayin Beis. Hare Muksa ben Evad. Muksa is an animal that's been designated as an offering for Avodah Zarah. And Nevad is an animal that's being worshipped as Avodah Zarah. The Balei Chaim then who, they're alive, but you can't get Hana. We'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says, Ki Asiri L'Gavoah. Yeah, it's Asur. I can't bring it as a korban, but I could have it for my own use. But Lehed Yod Mishra Shar, that's not Akasha. So the Gemara says it's not logical to assume that the bird that I'm letting go free should be prohibited forever. All right, let's all focus. Okay, Yosef wants me to repeat. Okay, but you have to also focus, Yosef, because if I'm repeating and you're dozing off, it doesn't. Okay. So we had a limud, which we had above as well. It says call tzipor tzoratochel. Call is a ribui. Every kosher bird you can eat. So call is including the mishulacha, the bird that I had let go. And then it says v'zeh asher. These are the birds you can eat. Asher is a ribui also. That's the one he shechted. So one bird is prohibited, one bird is permissible. The mishulach is permissible, the shechted is prohibited. So the Gemara says, maybe it's the other way around. How did you figure out which is which? So the Gemara says, not logical to assume that the mishulachah would be prohibited because we never see that a live animal is forever prohibited on us. It's no, it's never prohibited on us. But what about the muks and the nevad? You have the animal that's designated as an offering for Avodah Zarah, or the one that's worshipped as Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's only prohibited to bring as a korban, not prohibited for an individual to shecht and eat it. He says, so now the second line, Makiv l'Rav Yirmiyah. I have another case, though, he says, that roveya, when the animal had sex with a female, with Edom, in other words, the animal was the roveya, he's like the animal was the rapist. And v'nirba, where the animal got raped by the male, and there are Edom that saw it, he says, the Balei Chaim who. They're Balei Chaim, but they're charged beskila. That's another case of Shor Nisgal. So Shor Nisgal could be a case where the animal, killed somebody, but it could also be a case where the animal engaged in sex with a human. It's also Shor Nisgal. He says, Vasirin, it's Asur Bana. We know the Shor Nisgal is Asur Bana. So now I have a case where right, it is Asur Bana. So the Gemara says, Elamar Yochai, or what he said originally was, Momasir Rov Balei Chaim Shasurin. In other words, it's a rare case. Yeah, you can come up with a case that's like that, but that's like the Yotzei Dofen type of case. It's still logical. Rabbi Yochanan wants to say that of the two limudim, more logical to say that the shulachat is permissible and the other one is prohibited. The Beit Rabbi Shmuel Tana, a brayso was taught in the Beis Medrash from Rabbi Shmuel, Damar Kara, the shulach, and here the Bakeh is the words which is in the Torah, the shulach et tzipor achaya al pnei asadeh. He'll send you off the living bird. In other words, when he's doing the whole process with the two birds, he'll the living bird he dips in the water and the blood of the dead bird, and then he sends it off on its way. So al pnei asdeh, it'll be on the field, but there's a parallelism between the sada and the bird. Ma sada muteret, just like the sada you're allowed to get hana from. Avhaynami. So too, this is also muteret. That's another limud teach when the shulach is permissible hana. So the Gemara says, wait, hi sada lahafi hudata? That's what you're using sada for. Ahumi we need sada for a different limud. What's the limud? Sada shlo yamo biyafo. The person shouldn't be in Yafo. Yafo was then is now. It's a city on the Mediterranean, but it has like a wall. But he shouldn't take the bird and throw it over the sea. You have to throw it over the Sadeh. So if I'm in Yafo, which is a port city, I came to throw the bird over this over the water. The Gevet is the Kinlamidbar. Or if he's in Gevet, that's one of the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Gevet, maybe Gevet bet on Tifras. Like the Gemara says, how the entire Chizkiyahu Melech, they all knew the halachot. I think the Gevet be on Tifras. So he shouldn't be in Gevet and throw it on the Midbar. He says, "Rishloyim Yamod Chutz Yir." If he's outside the city, shouldn't throw the bird towards the city. Ella Kol Shomei Made Beir Rikena Chutz Lachoma. He has to be in the city and throw it outside the city. Al Panei Asadeh. So Mela. So if I'm using it for that limud, I don't have it for the limud to teach me that it's mutar banal like the sadeh. The ida. So the other man da'amar would say, if that I agree with your limud, but imkin tov kras sadeh. So if that's the only thing the Torah want to teach me, Torah could have said v'shilach ra tziporachia al pnei sadeh. My hasadeh shmamina tarti. So if it says hasadeh, I can learn both limudim. And sadeh, I have to throw over the sadeh, but there also it's mutar banal the sadeh. And then Rava has a different answer. So again, so one answer we said according to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochai, Lomatzin Ro Balei Chaim Asurim. And most Balei Chaim are not prohibited on not. Then the other limud was Hasadeh is Mutar Lechasadeh. And the third answer, Rava Amar Lo Amar Torah Shalach LeTakalo. Rava says it doesn't make sense. The Torah would not say send forth this bird and it's going to get somebody into trouble. Somebody will trap the bird, eat the bird, and they won't know. So it doesn't like the Torah isn't coming to like to entrap you. Let's look at Rashi on that. Yeah, but it's got water, after one rain it'll be gone. So Rava Amar Svarahu Shamashulachat, this is in Rashi, around the 15th line down. Rava Amar Svarahu Shamashulachat, the Amar Torah Shalach, the Takalashtin, the Mifshah, all of own, the Kidena Dav Yochlena. So he wants to say that so if remember we learned before that called Sipura to Tochelu teaches me that the Mishloach is Mutar Bahana, and Rabbi says it's not logical that the Torah would make it Asur Bahana, but if I have the Torah teach me Mefurash, then I don't need Rabbi's soul Svara. But the Rashi says that that earlier Lima was just an Asmak, like a Remez, but Rabbi's giving a Svara. Okay, so now so I think we're in pretty good shape with that. So say again. So Rava's source, the Amar Torah Shlach LeTakala, according to Rashi, that's the real source to teach me that the Meshulachet is Mutar Banah. Or that we have the other source also, Sadeh, that the Sadeh is, and then we had also that, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rav Yochanan, and then Rav Shimon Yochai, that Rov Balei Chaim. We don't see that Rov Balei Chaim are assumed, but that was written with the pasuk, right? So, but Rashi says that pasuk just an asmachta. All right, so that's so the, so we don't want to use the asmachta. We can use the last two pesukim. All right. Any questions that comes to us? Anything we did so far? All right. Let's see. All right. We'll pause for station identification. All right, this is from the Daf Digest. So he goes through the whole Gemara, and okay, so again, Rava says if the bird that was free, this makes sense that it's forbidden for benefit, or wouldn't set it free because then people would mess up. The Chasam Sofer questions Rava's logic. Based on the Lachic principle, the whole kind of our rove, one who finds a bird in the wild is permitted to assume that it's permitted for benefit. Since the majority of birds in the wild are permitted and are not Mitzora birds. Therefore, even if a Mitzora bird is forbidden for benefit, setting it free will not cause anyone to violate an Isur, since one who unwittingly traps and eats a Mitzora bird has right to rely on the principle of Rove and assume it is a permitted bird. So that's what the Chasam Sofer wants to say. In other words, so if I find the bird and I capture it and I have and I and I then I then I eat it, so I was following the Torah, I'm following the Rove. So how does Rava's answer make sense? In answer, the Chasam Sofer explains that Rava's argument is based on the principle Isur. I'm not allowed to take Isur, and then let's say I have a a drop of milk, and I'll put it in a stew, and it'll be permissible. Not allowed to do that, which dictates prohibit deliberately nullify a small amount of a forbidden substance by mixing it into a large amount of a permitted substance. Even though one who finds a bird is permitted to assume it's an ordinary bird, the milk and meat wasn't a great example because the milk is heavier until it goes into the thing. But let's say I take a drop of chaser schmaltz and I put it in the challant. I'm not allowed to do that. Says Rava reason that if the live and sore bird is forbidden for benefit, Torah would not instruct to set it free because any bottle in Easter the Chavkila is forbidden to deliberately nullify a forbidden substance. Okay, now there's a dispute among the Rishonim whether any bottle in Easter the Chavkila is at a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. So the Ravid asserts that Beitzel Easter the Chavkila is a Torah Easter, where the Ran asserts that there is a no biblical source and he's his only din d'rabbanan. The Knesset HaGedolah deduces proofs of the position of the Ravid from our Gemara. So the Ravid says that Eim about the Easter L'Chavchila is a din Torah. So the Knesset HaGedolah once said there's a Raya for the Ravid from our Sugya. If there's no East Torah Easter to nullify or forbidden substance, Rabbi would not be able to deduce that a live and sore bird is from their bed. In other words, the whole Yisod we were understanding with the Chasam Sofer that Rabbi derives that must be permitted. Is because otherwise, the way we're learning, Eim Vatlan Yisra L'Chavchila. But if Eim Vatlan Yisra L'Chavchila is a Din D'Rabbanan, then we don't have any proof. He says, according to Tosfos, it is conceivable that a Mitzvah bird is. Now, Tosfos. Okay. According to Tosfos, it's conceivable that a Mitzvah bird is forbidden for benefit, and nevertheless, the Torah instructs us to set it free outside the city, when Torah law is permitted to nullify an Yisra. So the Bali Tosfos, they're like with together with right, like the Ran and the Bali Tosfot are in the same thing. They hold as a din drabanan. So the note of Yehuda in defense of Tosfos distinguishes between beetle of liquids lach lach and beetle of solids yavesh biyavesh. The note of Yehuda suggests that beetle isfil chachila is permitted in the Torah only with respect to the nullification of forbidden liquids, since the forbidden liquid becomes blended and diluted in the permitted liquid. Thus, the Easter loses its previous properties. He says, Tosfos agrees with a mixture of solids. It's biblically prohibited to deliberately mingle a forbidden item with a permitted item, since the forbidden item does not become physically diluted and thus retains its original properties. As Tosfos agrees that if a sore bird was forbidden for benefit, it would be forbidden to set it free and allow it to mingle among the birds. So he wants to say that basically the raya we want to say is that it's the yisod is Eim Vatlan Yisra L'Chavchila, and that's the basic yisod. So if Eim Vatlan Yisra L'Chavchila is a din Torah, then Vaga, I have a proof. If it's a din d'rabbanan, but according to the note of Yehuda, I still have a proof because it's only the d'rabbanan if it's lach b'lach. If it's yavesh b'yavesh, it's also prohibited. And so here it's more similar to the yavesh b'yavesh. All right, I'm going to move on to anybody's questions. Okay, Shmuel, you still with us? Okay, come on back in the Gemara. All right, now let's take a look. We're at the two dots on around 10 lines down on the Zion with base. Everybody with me? Okay. All right, maybe 15 lines down. Okay. Everybody with me? Okay, Basar Nazir. We said in the Mishnah if a man is Makadish a woman with the hair of a Nazir, the hair of the Nazir is also Isuri Hana, and she's not Makadesh. Manalan, where do we know this halacha from? So the Amar Kra Kadoshia Gadel Parasaro show. He's talking about the Nazir when he completes his Nazirus, so he shaves off his hair on his head. So it says Kadosh Yeh Gadel Parasaro show. That the hair that grew should be kadosh. He says, Gidulo ye kadosh. He says that the gidul, the growth, should be kadosh, holy. Ima kodesh tofes afsa nazir tofes. Yeah. So now it means like it's going to be like hekdesh. So the Gemara says, but hekdesh, let's say a person gives the dining room set to the base of Mikdash. Dining room set to the base of Mikdash. So if he's po to the dining room set, so the Kedusha leaves the dining room set, now it's Chal on the money. So he says, the Gemara says, Ima Kodesh Tofes Adama of Yotze Lechulin. So Kodesh is like the Kedusha gets transferred to the money that was and now becomes Chulin. I'm sorry, Nazir Tofes Adama of Yotze Lechulin. So would you say that thing?
Money.
Yeah, would you say such a thing? Now, yeah, so we learned in the Mishnah that Mechamar Vekidesh Bidmeyan Mekudeshet, that if you sold it and you cut it with the value, that no, 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 wait, 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 wait. Yeah, it's our Mishnah. So, Mikudesha, but it is Mikudesha. So, what's that? Was that Ima Kodesh to be some of you? The Chulin, I'm sorry, and Nazi Utopis Mabi Yotze the Chulin, Nikarin Kodesh, Kadosh Karin. Wait. The Mishnah says that if I, but it must not. Yeah, so here, right. So the Kedusha does not go to the money. Right. So that's what the Gemara is saying here. So it's like Kodesh, but it's not like Kodesh. In other words, Hekdesh, the Kedusha does go on to the money. Here, it does not go on to the money because it says Kadoshia. In other words, I could read it like Kodesh. It says Kuf Dalet Shin. So if I just look at the words, I can read it Kodesh, like Hekdesh. But at the end of the day, it says Kadoshia. So he says, Kodesh. Kadosh Karina. It is Kadosh. So it's like Hekdesh, but it's not like Hekdesh. It's Kadosh. Right. No. It's not like Hekdesh, because with Hekdesh, the Kedusha travels to the money. Here, the Kedusha stays with the hair. In other words, if I have the dining room set with Hekdesh. Now I want to be part of the dining room set, so now the money becomes Hekdesh, and the dining room set's not Hekdesh. Here, with the hair, if I would be part of the hair with money, the hair would still be prohibited. In other words, so that's what he means. That's what he means. Machron mekidesh b'mayim. He sells it, and then he takes the money. So then it's mekudeshet, because in other words, the Isur attaches to the original object, not to things that he transferred the money for. You okay or not? No, the Gemara says it does work. In other words, the Kedusha does not travel to the money. The Kedusha stays with the hair. Kedusha stays with the hair, never leaves the hair. In other words, that's what the Mishnah is saying. So if somehow he's able to sell it, somebody pays him money for it, the money's permissible. But with Hekdesh, the Kedusha travels to the money. Okay? All right. Everybody good? Okay. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. Now, all right, so with Petra Chamor. So Petah Chamor is the firstborn of the male of the Chamor. So you have to be Poda B'Seb. If you're not Poda, so you Araf Toh, you have to like break the neck. So let's say he decides he's going to be Kaddish Nisha with the Petah Chamor. She's not with Kadesha. So the Gemara says, Neima Nitin Lo Rav Shimon. Should I say our Mishnah is not in accordance with Rav Shimon? It means Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Tani, because we learn in the Braisa, Petah Chamor is Surba Hana'ah of Rav Yehuda. Yehuda says the Petah Chamor is prohibited by Hana'ah. Rav Shimon Matir. Rav Shimon says, no, it is permissible by Hana. So Amram Nachman Amar Gua Lachar Rifa Debrei Akol. Says Amar Gua, our Mishnah is talking about after Arifa, after I break the neck of the Petra Chamor. Then everybody agrees to Sasser Bana. So that's what our Mishnah will be talking about. Right. Everybody good? All right. This is a Petra Chamor tip Deb is Deb and loves Deb Araf Toh. Right. So Petra Chamor, you should be poded with the Seh, and then the Seh, I think you would give to the Kohen. I think. Okay. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, everybody with me? We're around midway down the column in the Zion of Days. Okay, everybody good? You okay tonight, Fern? Ruth, you good? Okay. Malka, everybody's so quiet tonight. Aaron Moshe and whoever else is here. All right. All right. Well, now we have a famous Gemara. You all know this Gemara by heart. So, Basar B'Chalav, if a person, I don't know, he cooks a cheeseburger and gives it to the girl and says, you're Mekudesh to me with this cheeseburger, so she's not Mekudesh. So the Gemara says, Menalon, where do we know that from? The Tanna to be Rabbi Shmuel, rice was put in base for Rabbi Shmuel, both of a Shilkati. So the Torah says three times, don't cook a kid in its mother's milk. One is teach me, I can't eat it. In other words, if it was cooked together, I can't eat the product. One is cooked together, I can't even get a hana from it. One is, there's a prohibition against cooking it together. So that's pretty straightforward. So manitin d'loki haitana. So the Gemara says our Mishnah must not follow the following Tana. The Tani, we learned the Braisa. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Basar B'Chalav Asur B'Chilumut Rabbanah. Rav Shimon Yehuda says, no, it's permissible B'Hana. It says in Parshas Re'eh, you're a holy nation to God, Hashem your God. Don't cook a kid in its mother's milk. And it says, and in Mishpatim it says, it says, so here it says, I'm Kadoshata, and here's Anshe Kodesh Tionli. In other words, it's Gzeir Shava. He says, so one is talking about the Trefa. Anshe Kodesh Tionli, Basar Basida Trefa Lo Tokelu, don't eat the Trefa, but you can get Hana from the Trefa. So he says, Mala Halan Asra Bakhila Mutar Banah. So the Gemara says, just like by the Trefa, it's Asra Bakhila, but it's Mutar Banah, according to this Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Afkan Asra Bakhila Mutar Banah. So too, it's Asra Bakhila, but Mutar Banah. Okay? So, what does he do with the three psukim? I don't know what he does with the three psukim, but he has his other limit. I don't know about the other three psukim. His or the first one? Yeah. So, there's two psukim that have a similar phrase in it. It says that you're a holy nation. So, one pasuk is, Ki'am kadosha talashem l'kafalot shel gediba chalevimo. You're a holy nation, don't put milk in its mother's milk, right? Another pasuk says, "Anshe Kodesh Tionli, you should be a holy nation to me." Ubasar basid a treifa lo tochelu, and meat in the field is treifa. Don't eat it. So, but the treifa, I can't eat it, but I can get hana from it. The other one as well. You know, all right. All right. All right. Now, okay. Now, v'chulin shnishchatu bazara. So the final topic for tonight is if I have kulin that I shecht in the Azara, I take a lamb, but it's not hektesh. I bring it to the base of Mikdash. I shecht it there, comes to Asr Bana. So if I take that lamb and then I'm a Kaddish Nisha with her, she's not Mekudeshet. So Bechun Shtuba Azara, Manani Mili, where do we know this halacha from? Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Remeir. So here Rabbi Yochanan, early Rabbi Yochanan had a Masorah from Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. That was on the fourth line of the Gemara. So here he's got a Masorah from the town of Remeir. Amra Torah, Shchot li b'shali, b'shalcha b'shalcha. Torah says, let me see the Bach, says, Shchot shali b'shali. In other words, shech my animals in my precinct. In other words, if you bring a korban, shech it in my house. He says, b'shalcha b'shalcha. And shech your animals in your chatzir. Yeah, in other words, if you want to, in other words, you're bringing me lunch or whatever, the korban, so shech it in my house. You want to eat lunch, you shech it like in your place. Just like my korban on your place is asur bahana, av shalcha b'shali asur. So too, yours in my place is asur bahana. So he says, He says, if you look at Rashi, mashali b'shalcha asur, just like my animal, which is shechted out the base outside the base mitzvah sasur b'hana, demi yatir hana shenesar b'mechayim achrei shein demo nizrak. The blood wasn't it wasn't nizrak on the mizbeah. Okay, now back in the Gemara, ima shalib shalchano shkareid. So my animal that shechted in your precincts is a chi of kareid. That's shkutei chutz. Ab shalcha b'shali anosh kareid. So maybe your animal that you shecht in the Azar, the base of Mikdash, Chulin, Shos B'chayiv Kare, Amar Krav, Yel Petach Moed Lo Habio, like Reef Korban Hashem. So it says, by the Korban, he didn't bring it to the base of Mikdash, and he shechts it outside, B'nech Brat, Al Korban Nosh Kare, Al Kulish Zari Nosh Kare. So the Pasuk sees not differently. So the Gemara set up a parallelism between my Korban Oda, they're shechted outside the base of Mikdash, Asher Banah, and your animal shechted inside the base of Mikdash, also Asher Banah. But then the Gemara says there's a difference between the two, one not. So the Gemara says, Ikil Mifras, and I have a kasha on the whole Limud. It says, Malish Shalib, Shal Kash, Kenonish Kare. They're not the parallel. In other words, my animal that shechted outside is Anosh Kare. Yeah, it's Asr Bana, but yours is not. So that Limud is going down the tubes. Okay, so now we have a different Limud. So we're looking for a Limud that Kulin Shesh Tubazar Asr Bana. So Elamar Baye Mihacha. Somebody says, I have the limud. Here's the limud. Ushkato b'shakadato b'shakadato. Flachik pro yuteri. So it says in Vayikra, it mentions by the korban shlamim. You can bring the korban shlamim from bakar You could bring it from sown. You could bring it from a goat, from a like a, so the cattle, the sheep, the goat. The three animals are offered on the Mizbeach. So by each time mentions that you'll shecht it, you shecht it, you shecht it, and these are the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara takes it that those were superfluous. Mat Talmud Lomar. So why does Torah write it? The Pishna Amar Kir Chachmim Chama Komas Avakta. It says that you'll be distant from the Beis HaMikdash, so you'll shecht the animals for your use. The Rechak Mat Komat HaZobeach. So you can shecht it, you know, if it's outside the Beis HaMikdash. B'Yetzes HaZobeach B'Makom Karo. But you can't shecht Kulin in the Beis HaMikdash. Prat L'Kulin Shalish Chetu Ba'Azara. So Kulin can't be shecht in Azara. Ve'Einli El Tamimim. I only know the non-blemished animals. Harim Likarev. Another about Bale Mumin. How do we know that a Baal Mum, which is Chulin, can't be shechted in the Azara, the base of Mekdash? Marba need Bale Mumin Min Hamachshir or Min HaKasher. It's the same type of animal. He says. So wait. He said, the Torah is teaching me that if I have an animal that's Ru'i for the Mizbeach, but it's chulin, I can't shecht it in the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash. So no. So okay. So I know that I know. But what about Bali Mumin? So the Gemara says that let's say it's not Rui. It's Ibn Karim. Now they're about Bali Mumin. So the Gemara says 5 lines from above where it gets wide. Marbani Bali Mumin came min hamachshir. It doesn't say kavah chomer. It says min hamachshir. It's the same type of animal. That... Oh, you want to say it's a kavah chomer? So. You could say maybe the Torah is more heavier, machmir, when you have a like an animal that could be brought as a korban, but you're not bringing it as a korban, but that's worse. So anyway, so he says here, so marbani bali mumin came min hamachshir, that's or min hakasher, same species. Nine the rabbot of achaya, how do we have a chaya? Let's say I take a giraffe, whatever would be a chaya. And I shecht in the base of Mikdash. Marben a chaya shei b'shchita kibehema. That's also the shchita behema. We know that about our ofot on birds. Tamalomar. So limud is ushchato b'shchato b'shchato. Meaning, if it's a korban, you shecht it there. But if it's not a korban, you shouldn't shecht it in the azar of the base of Mikdash. So one is teaching me the bale mumin, one is teaching me the chaya, and one is teaching me the birds. Yecholo yishchov yimshchat. So I might thought I shouldn't shecht, but if I do shecht, it's a mutar. Tamalomar kir chachmim chama komus avachta ve'achalta. If you're distant from the base of mikdash, you'll shecht and eat it. Mashtzveich richach makom ta'ochel ta'ochel mashtzveich makom karo. Prat l'chulin shish ketubah azara. So the Gemara has the limud that I can't eat chulin that's nishchat ni azara, and we remark it. One is the straightforward case where it's an animal that's tamim. Then I was marv a balmum and a chaya and an oaf. So the ainli el tzmimim haruim. Let's see haruim likare. I only know tzmimim that are where they'd be brought into the base as a korban. Minayin rabot bali mumin marv ani bali mumin shkein min hamachshir. Minayin rabot a chaya marv a chaya shi b'shchita kebehema. Minayin rabot a oafo tamlomar shchato b'shchato b'shchato. So anyway, so he's has here. The limit is that we're learning that if you can check. An animal is a korban in the base of Mikdash. Other animals you can't shecht in the korban in the base of Mikdash. But it says v'shechatoto 3 times. So the Gemara is learning from the 3 times that I know. So I know logically that a tamim animal I can't shecht and it'll be prohibited b'hanah if I shecht the tamim animal. But how do I know the baal mum? How do I know the chaya? If they're prohibited. So it says 3 times. It says v'shechatoto. This one he shecht the other one. So he says in the Rebbe Ovot. So on the 5th line, Tamalomar shechato b'shchato b'shchato. The Chol Yishchov b'shchat Yishchenot Neichlavim. I might think he shouldn't shecht, but if he did shecht, he can't eat them, but maybe he can get hana from it. Tamalomar like Kelotash lechunoto. This is the Trefa. Oto Tamashlech Kelo b'Tamashlech Chulin Shnishkibazara. So the Lima the Gemara has it says 3 times. Let me just take a look back here in the Gemara here. One second. One second. Right. So he had two limudim. One is that I can't shech these animals in the base of Mikdash. That's for shechatato. And then the Gemara has a limud that if I do shech it, it's prohibited in Hana'a. And that's also the shechatato. All right, let me read it again in the order. Okay, let's take a look back in the Gemara. Okay, well, I only have a few minutes though. Okay. Okay, look, five lines above where it gets wide on Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, you with me? Five lines above where it gets wide on Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Do you have it? Okay, the Ein Li'ela Tamimim. So I only know that the unblemished animal, I'm under a prohibition from shechting in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. It says when you're distant from the Beis HaMikdash, shecht it, not in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Ein Li'ela Tamimim Haruin L'Karei, B'nai L'Rabot Ba'alei Mumin. How do I know that even a Baal Mum, there's a prohibition for me shechting in the base of Mikdash. So Bar Bani Bali Mumin Shekein Min HaMachshir. It's the same species as the animal that's prohibited, so it's also prohibited. Neither about it Achaya. I don't know that there's a prohibition against shechting Achaya. It says Bar Bani Achaya Shehi B'Shechita Kebehema. It's the same Shechita. Neither about it Ofot. How do I know birds are also included? Tamar Lomar B'Shechato. So those three, he's using those three limu, those three psukim to teach me that if it's a korban, I can shecht it. But if it's a baal mum and it's chulin, I can't shecht it. If it's a chaya, I can't shecht it. If it's a bird, I can't shecht it. These are the base of Mikdash. So then, so you told me the prohibition, I can't shecht it there. But maybe if I violated the prohibition and I did shecht it, maybe it's mutar bana. He says, Tamalomar, here, he says, the pasuk says, you'll shecht it outside the base of Mikdash, you'll eat it. Mashtosveach So I know from the pasuk that if I shech chulin azara, I can't even eat it. Not only is it my violated prohibition, but I can't eat it. What? It means that he says karov. In other words, you can't eat if you have chulin that you're rejecting in the azara, the base of Mikdash. What? That? No, that's the same thing. So in other words, that's a limud is you can't eat your zobeach b'makom karov. That means, i.e., prat l'chulin. So chulin shishkubazara, I can't eat it. So I'm learning now the prohibition against eating it now. I only know that I can't eat tamimim, a cooling animal that was tamim, like that would be ruined if it would raise a korban, but I'm not. So the bali movement is the same species. I mean, either about a chaya. How do I know the chaya is also included in this? It says, marben a chaya shehi b'shchit t'beima. Same thing. I mean, either about a ofo, tamor shchato, b'shchato, b'shchato. So he's got three limudim. One teach me, the bali mum. One teach me the chaya, and one teach me the bird. So I might have thought I can't shecht it, and maybe I can't eat it, but I could still get hana. I could throw it to the kelev, just like the treifa. There's tamalomar like the kelev to so the treifa you could send it to the dog. Oh, toa tamashlech like kelev, tamashlech like kulin zara. But you can't do the kulin zara. Okay, that's. I think. Let me see if there's any story here for tonight. He's got a story, but I think I'm gonna call it a day with this. Okay. One second.